Afmim Tesam and Aleph. We're up to Ashaminon Dvoi Tsofon, which you'll see approximately 12 lines down from the top. How do we know, the Gemara asks, that an Asham, as the Mishnah states, needs Tsofon Beshchita? And the Gemara responds, based on a pasuk in Vayikra Zayin, Dichsiv. Now this pasuk is a general pasuk referring to Asham, and presumably applies to every category of Asham. There are many different subcategories and types of a Korban Asham. And the Torah states, B'makom asher yishchatu es ha'ola, yishchatu es ha'asham. We know that an ola, a Korban ola, is shechted in the Tzafon, because it says, at the beginning of Vayikra, v'shachat oso al yerech ha'mizbeach tzafona. And here the Torah is telling us, with regard to the Korban Asham, it has to be shechted in the same place where the Ola is shechted. However, the Gemara points out that that's only as far as Shechita is concerned. Kabbalah Minolon. How do we know that Kabbalah Sadam also requires Tzafon? And the Gemara answers, going back to the pasuk that we started with, B'makom asher yishchatu es ha'ola yishchatu es ha'asham. And then the pasuk continues and says, "V'es domo yizrot." And we're talking about now lechora zrikas hadam. And the pasuk continues, "Al hamizbeach saviv." So on the one end, we're a little bit confused because the Gemara is looking for a source for kabbalah, that kabbalah has to be done b'tzof. And on the other end, the Gemara quotes a pasuk that speaks about zrikas hadam. So here we have another line in the Gemara that might shed a light. The Gemara says that it says with regard to the dam ve'es domo yizrak, the extra vav in the word es, ve'es, which activates the principle that we spoke about in yesterday's shir, and that's vav mosif al inyan rishon, and here we're being mosif to the zrikas hadam, Kabbalah Sadam, and Kibul Domi, Nami, also requires Batsafon. The Shita Mekubetzes points out that the limit is from the word Vav in the word in the S Domo, because Vav is Mosef Al Inyan Rishon, and the reason why Vav Mosef Al Inyan Rishon in this case gives me Kabbalah Sadam when the Torah is talking about Zrikas Adam, says the Shita Mekubetzes, because if you read the Pshat Poshut in this Pasuk, that Zrikas Adam HaOsham requires Tzafon, that's an impossible, tenuous position. You cannot maintain Kipshuto, because Zrikas Adam is not done in the Tzafon. It's just not done in the Tzafon. And therefore, we have to say that the Vav Mosev Al Inyan Rishon sort of jacks us up one notch, and we're before Zrikas Hadam in the state of Kabbalah Sadam. And Kabbalah Sadam requires Tzafon based on this Vav Mosev Al Inyan Rishon, but again, it's all because, according to the Shita, you cannot interpret this Pasuk Kipshuta as referring to Zrikas Hadam. Now, if you'll notice, there's a Tosus here, Dibra Maschil Li Akev, and I'm hoping that we'll get to talk a little about this Tosus as we go on and read another two lines in the Gemara. The Gemara asks, "Mekabel atzmo minolon." When we talk about about Kabbalah Sadam, we could talk about the klishores located in the tzafon, but the kohen might be in the darom. He's outside the tzafon, and he's extending his hands to be mekabel adam in the tzafon. Is that enough? And the Gemara says no. The Gemara says, it says, Domo Yizrok. And what is V.S. Domo? That's a ribui. L'rabos es ha-makabel, that even the Kohen who's makabel, he too must be in the Tzafon. And basically we're deriving now, according to the Shita Mekubetzes, two things from V.S. Domo, the extra Vav. First of all, the Vav links us up with what came before it, meaning some stage that came before Zrika, which in this case is Kabbalah. And secondly, it's a separate ribui to tell us that the Makabal Adam must locate himself in the Tzafon. It's not enough that he is near the Tzafon and extends his arms to be makabel the dam inside the Tzafon. Now, I mentioned to you that we have to study Tosfos on this sugya. This sugya that we're about to study, and we're about to study it now, is addressing the question of what's called li'akev. And in many occasions in our learning of Svachim, we've come across the difference between le'mitzvah and li'akev, li'kuva. Sometimes the Torah requires an embellishment, and that's the way it should be done, and that's le'mitzvah. But it's not absolutely critical. Other times, it's more than just le'mitzvah, it's li'akev. And the rule of thumb is the following: that in order to establish any particular requirement in Kachem as being li'akev, the burden of proof is on you. In other words, we don't assume when the Torah formulates a requirement that that's anything more than just le'mitzvah l'chatchila. It's not li'kuva. In order to establish li'kuva, we must apply the principle of shino lav hakosav li'akev, that the Torah repeats itself a second time regarding that particular requirement, and that teaches us that that requirement is not just l'mitzvah, becomes critical, it's indispensable, it's likuvah. So the Gemara asks about the requirement of tzafon with regard to a shechita of a karban asham, is ashkan l'mitzvah? We've certainly derived that shechita l'mitzvah l'chatchila requires tzafon, as we saw in the pasuk b'makom asher yishchetu asa'ol yishchetu asa'asham. But if we can only find one pasuk to sustain that principle, and there's no second pasuk to reiterate that principle, then it becomes a mitzvah. But b'di'evit, if let's say the shechita of the asham was not done in Tzafon, then the carbon will be kosher. Is la'akev minolon? Can you find me another pasuk that again repeats the requirement of Tzafon in the case of a carbon asham, and therefore the carbon without asham is possible even b'di'evit? And the Gemara says, Krachrina Ksiv, we have another pasuk, and this pasuk is more specific. As I said at the outset, Karban Asham is an umbrella organization that includes many different subcategories and types of ashams. And one of those specific types of ashams is called an Asham Mitzora. Now, until now, we've been talking about the requirement of Tzafon derived from Vayikra Zayin as a general rule in Karban Asham. And that general rule, logically, would apply to every single subcategory that's called an Asham, including an Asham Mitzora. But yet, when we fast forward seven prokim from Vayikra Zayin to Vayikra Yudalit, and the Torah gives us an entire complicated parasha called Asham Mitzora, which is part of the process of Taras HaMetzora, and it's a machshir, there the Torah reiterates for a second time the requirement of Tzafon, because the pasuk reads as follows, V'shachatas HaKeves b'makom asher yishchatas HaChatos v'asolah. Why did the Torah have to repeat the requirement of b'makom asher yishchatas achatos v'asa'ola, meaning tzafon, again? We could derive from the general rule as formulated back in Vayikra Zion that b'makom asher yishchatu asa'ola yishchatu asa'asham. And the answer is shina ka'ola v'akosuv li'akiv. The Torah repeats it to teach us that this requirement of tzafon is li'ikuva. And Tosfos writes the following, that from this pasuk, we would know nothing about kabolas hadam, that it requires tzafon, in the case of an asham, li'ikuv. Again, we know from the pasuk of the es domo yizrok, that even in kabolas hadam in an asham, we require tzafon. But we don't know that it's li'ikuva. The repetition here, which we found in the parasha of Hashem Metzora, reads v'shachates hakeves. It doesn't say a word about Kabbalah Saddam. So how do we know that Kabbalah Saddam in Tzafon, in Asham, is only l'chatchila, it's not only l'chatchila, but it's also l'ikuva. And one of the famous achronim, which you'll see in many printings of the Shita Mekubetzes, called the Tzon Kodshim, he says that although Tosfos doesn't find a source, an explicit source for Kabbalah Saddam being Ma'akev, but nevertheless Tosfos admits that it's possible to derive it from the same Sfarah that Tosfos himself mentioned back on Memches Amid Beis in the Dibur Masal Kabbalah, as far as Ol is concerned, that since with regard to a mitzvah l'chatchila, we don't find any difference between Kabbalah and between Kabbalah l'makabel, which means Tosfos wants to know over there whether the Kohen has to be inside the Tzafon for Kabbalas Hadam of an Ola, and Tosfos says that since we don't find any difference between the Kabbalah and the Makabel, between the Karban and, or in this case the Dam of the Karban and the Kohen who's receiving it, so therefore Tosfos says Le'inya Li'akev, we're not going to make a difference between Tzafon with regard to a carbon ola, and it's always going to be, I mean, a Kabbalah Saddam of a carbon ola, it's always going to be likuva, the requirement of tzafon. In the case of an asham, since Kabbalah is derived from, I mean, tzafon and Kabbalah is derived from shchita, then to the same extent that shchita we've established since Ba'alav HaKosav lichvol, Shina Kosov, excuse me, and therefore it's Liakev in Shchita, that the requirement of Tzafon in a Karban Hashem vis-a-vis Shchita is Likuva, then we should apply the same reasoning to Kabbalah Saddam. That just like Shchita requires Tzafon Likuva, so too Kabbalah Saddam requires Ma'akev, it's absolutely indispensable, it requires Tzafon Liakev. And that's the presentation here of the Tzon Kodshim, and it's largely built on the Svar of Tosfos, as we said before, Memches Amid Beis, with regard to Ola, that since there's a mitzvah chatchila in the case of Kabbalah Saddam and Ola, we're going to assume that that's also Mi'akev, because we don't find this distinction with regard to any different parts of the Karban Ola and Shchita requiring Tzafon, and therefore we're going to extend it. Now, the Gemara, as you saw, presents a Shana Lov HaKosov Li'akev from the fact that the Torah does not rely lo maspikle, it's not enough for the Torah's perspective to present the general requirement of Tzafon in Asham, but the Torah went out of its way in the specific case of an Asham Mitzora to reiterate the requirement of Tzafon, and that's called Shina Lova Kosum Yaakov. The balance of our sugya now, just by way of introduction, here on Memtesam and Aleph, is to analyze whether or not the repetition, as we called it, of the requirement of Tzafon in Asham Mitzora is completely superfluous and therefore can fill this role of Shina Lov HaKosav Li'akev. So the rules of the game are as follows. If we need the Pasuk V'Shachat Es HaKevesh in Vayikra Yudalit V'shachar es hakeves b'mokum asher yishchar es hachatos, in the context of Asham Mitzora, for some reason in Mitzora we need to know that the Shechita requires Tzafon, if the Torah was compelled to write this, then it's not Shino Lov HaKosav Li'akev, because you've already justified the use of this pasuk, the need and the teaching of this pasuk. Up until this point we were assuming that, you know, why make a distinction between Asham, Mitzora, and all the other Karbanos Asham? If the Torah has already indicated in Vayikra Zion that a Karban Asham needs Tzafon, then that same requirement should apply willy-nilly to the case of Asham, Mitzora. But if the Torah went out of its way in Asham, Mitzora to reiterate the requirement of Tzafon, it means Shina Lov HaKosav. So let's read the Gemara. V'ahai frek the Gemara la'hachi hu diyasa? Are you telling me that the pasuk that requires Tzafon in Asham Mitzora is superfluous, unnecessary, and therefore it's coming Lishanos to repeat the requirement and teach me Likuva Haimi Boile Lichrisanya. In truth, we have a brice of Debei Rav Yishmael that indicates that we really do need the Pasuk Vishachar Asakeves to reiterate and formulate the requirement of Tzofon in Asham Mitzora. Now, by way of introduction, why do we mention the Braisa of Rabbi Shmuel? This Braisa, which is dedicated to what's called Shloshes Remidos Shatorin Dreshes Bohem, is going to present on the list of the 13 hermeneutic principles. One of them is Dover Shahaya Bechlal V'yotza Lido V'dover Chodesh Iyata Rashay Lachziru L'Klolo Ad Shiachzirenu HaKosev L'Klolo Beferish. Now that's a mouthful. But just to reduce that into very simple terms, to the best of our ability, we would say the following. If there was a klal, a general rule, and then the Torah reiterates the rule in a specific case and teaches you something new about that specific case, then by doing so, the Torah is taking it out of the original klal. So that it means that if there are many, many laws that apply to a klal, and then the Torah specifies one new din that applies to a prat, to a one branch, one specific case, then what the Torah is implying is that we take that prat, that specific case, and we remove it from the klal. And whatever it said in the klal is no longer bearing, no longer has any relevance to that prat, because the Torah gave you a Dover Chadosh. The Torah took out that prat from the klal and gave you a specific new din, and that specific new din clearly will apply to the prat, but not the klal. The only way that you can bring that prat, where the Torah was Mechadish a Dover, back into the klal, is you have to find the source in the Torah to bring it back into the klal. So you cannot equate that prat with the rest of the klal, unless you have a way of being machzir es hakosuv to equate it with the klal. Take this prat that was removed from the klal, which is called a yotzav in a klal, and put it back into the klal. You must have some sort of an explicit source in the Torah to bring that back into the klal. That's the principle that's on the list of Rabbi Shmuel's 13 principles by which we darshan in the Torah. Ketzad. Now the Braisa of Rabbi Shmuel gives an example of this principle of Dover Shehoye B'Klal V'Yotza Minaklal, Yotza Lidon B'Dover Chadash. And the case is going to be Asham Mitzora, our Sugya. In Vayikra Yudalid, we have Asham Mitzora. And it says regarding Asham Mitzor v'shachatas hakevesh. I'm sorry, it's hakeves, I meant to say. B'mokom asher yishchat es hachatos v'es ha'ola b'mkom ha'kodesh ki kachatos ha'oshem hu lakoet. Okay. Now, the thrust of this structure that we're going to learn regarding Asham Mitzora is, why did the Torah have to use the words Kechatos HaAsham? And to answer that question, we're going to come up with this Iyata Rashoi Lachziru L'Klol Achich Zveno HaKosev L'Klol HaBeferish. In other words, what this Bryce is going to try to maintain or present is that the two extra words Kechatos HaAsham, which l'chor the Torah didn't have to write, because again, if the Torah wanted to tell us that Asham Mitzora needs Shchita Bamokom Asher Yishchat Es HaChatos, that we already know, because the Torah says at the very beginning of this pasuk, V'shachat Es HaKeves, Es HaKeves, sorry, I keep thinking of the Keves, if it says V'shachat Es HaKeves B'mokov asher yishchat hachatos usolo, we already know the requirement of tzofon. So what is this kechatos ha'oshem at the end of the pasuk, if at the beginning of the pasuk it already says v'shachatos hakeves b'mokov asher yishchat es hachatos? And if you're going to tell me that this Kechatas HaAsham is coming to teach you that Hashem Mitzora needs Matan Domim, oh, that's already a horse of a different color. Then you're going back to the principle of Dover Shoye V'chlal V'yotza Lidom V'dover Chodosh. What's going on here with Matan Domim in the case of an Asham Mitzora? The process of Matan Domim in Asham Mitzora has two parts to it, two fundamentally different parts. Let's focus for a moment on the Dover Shehayo Bechlal part, meaning to view the Matan Domim of an Asham Mitzora from a universal perspective, a general perspective of Korban Asham. Korban Asham, in every single one of its subcategories, like any other Korban, even not Asham, requires Matan Domim. Now the Torah is telling me, in the case of Asham Mitzora, take the dam and place it on the thumbs and the toes and the ears of the Mitzora. I say toes and hand and fingers and ears. It really should be in singular because we're talking about Yeminis, the right side. So anyway, we're not going to get into all those details, but there's got to be Zrikas Adam, not on the Mizbeach. We're talking about Zrikas Adam al Gufo Shal Mitzora as part of the Hechsher process. And that certainly takes the Dam of Korban Asham Mitzora out of the general category of Dam of Korban Asham, of Dama Korbanos. Because Dam Kodshim requires Zrikal Gabi Mizbeach. Now the Torah is telling you take the Dam and place it on the body of the Mitzora. That's called in other words, since the Torah doesn't say Matan Domim on the Mizbeach, at least not explicitly, in the case of Asham Mitzora, all we know about Matan Domim in the Torah explicitly in the case of Asham Mitzora is that the Dam has to be placed on the body of the Mitzora, then this concept of Matan Domim and Asham Mitzora is a classical example of Dover Shehayo Bechlal. It was included in a klal, namely the klal of Matan Domim, of Nesinas Dam al Gabi Mizbeach. And now the Torah took it out of the klal to tell you a new din, Yotzal Lidom B'Dover Chadosh, very new din that only applies here in the case of Asham Mitzora. This din miyuchad of Matan Domim on the Gufo Shel HaMitzora. And I might think, therefore, that once I've taken Mitzora, Asham Mitzora, out of the klal of Korbanos, and Lidon Dover Chadosh, Din Chadosh, to teach you this new din of a Matan Domim on the Gufo Shel Mitzora, now I'm in trouble. Why? Because I've got to get Matan Domim al Gabi Mizbeach back into the picture. Because of the rule of Rabbi Yishmael, Iyata Rashoy Lach Zero L'Klolo. We started with a klal. We assumed that Asham Mitzora is included in the klal of all Korbanos Asham. And, you know, that for sure we would have assumed because the Torah in Vayikra Zayin says, "V'zos Torah Hashem as Dovo Yizrok." So, although the Torah in Vayikra Zayin here is not specifically honed in on Asham Mitzora requiring Zrikas Hadam on the Mizbeach, but nevertheless, in a general sense, requiring in Korban Asham Zrikas Hadam, we have every reason to believe that Asham Mitzora is included, and that's called the Dovo Shehayo Bechlal. So in a sense, the Dover Shehayo Bechlal description of Asham Mitzora is a twofold description. Number one, it applies to the requirement of Tzafon, because of the pasuk in Vayikra Yudal V'shachatas HaKeves B'mokom Asher Yishchares HaChatas HaSa'ula requiring Tzafon in Shechitas Asham Mitzora. That's as far as the klal. It's a Dover Shehayo Bechlal. And number two, it's a davar sheya b'chlal as far as rikas damim, because of the klal that the Torah formulates with regard to all karbanos hashem, zos taras hashem as davar yizrok. And we have every reason to assume up front that an hasham mitzvah is included in this klal. But now we have, shall I say, Roman numeral number two, and that's called yatza lidom b'davar chadash. Hasham mitzvah is taken out of the general parsha of Karban Hashem to teach me a brand new din that doesn't apply anywhere. That's the chidush of matan domim b'bon yad b'ol regal v'az and yamanis and so forth and so on. Oh, so now I have to figure out how do I put Hasham mitzvah back into the klal again as far as matan domim, and then again as far as tzofon is concerned in the shechita. Because of Rabbi Shmuel's principle, Yat Torah Shailach Zero L'Kolat Sheikh Zerin HaKosuv L'Klolo. Oh, so the Gemara quotes the following logic. The Gemara says, V'lo Yochol, I might think, Lo Yehei Ton Matan Domim Ve'mur Magabi Mizbech. Maybe the requirement of Matan Domim here is just simply and exclusively on the goof of the Mitzorah to completely supplant and replace the classical Matan Domim Al Gabi Mizbeach of all Karbanos, and certainly all Karbanos Hashem. Talmud Lomar, now we can answer our original question. Why did the Torah have to repeat Kechatos V'Chashem? Because those words are totally superfluous. We already know from the beginning of that pasuk that you need tzofon in the case of Hashem, just like you needed tzofon in the case of chatos. We now are deriving a conclusion from kechatos v'chashem that must have nothing whatsoever to do with tzofon, because tzofon we certainly know from the ratio of the pasuk that's explicit that tzofon is a requirement at least l'chatchila. And now, what do we do with Kachatos Kashav at the end of this pasuk? The answer is Machatos to Una Matan Domim Veimurim Lagabi Mizbeach Af Hasham Mitzora Ton Matan Domim Veimurim Lagabi Mizbeach. So we've now succeeded with the pasuk of Kachatos Kashav to accomplish Lachzira Lichlolo. Okay, that's the way the Torah reinstated Hasham Mitzora back into the parasha of all Karbanos Hashem to require Matan Domim Al Gabi Mizbeach. Oh, now we should take it a step further and ask the following question. If Kechatos V'Kahashem takes the Hasham Mitzorah and puts it back into the general klal, why did the Torah have to specify that the Shechita of Hasham Mitzorah requires Tzofon? If we put it back into the klal, and the Torah has already told us in Perek Zion of Vayikra that there's a requirement in Karban Hashem, in a general sense of tzafon, I would certainly want to apply that logically to the case of Hasham Mitzorah. So therefore, what's the deal here? In other words, why do you need a pasuk to specify the requirement of tzafon in shchitas Hasham Mitzorah? And the answer is going to be for the same reason that I need a pasuk to specify matan domim al gabi mizbech in the case of Hasham Mitzorah. And that's the pasuk of kechatos kashem. But basically, if this kechatos kashem is coming to reinstate the Hasham Mitzorah that was removed from the klal by virtue of its new din of Matan Domim al Gufo Shel Mitzorah, and now we want to reinstate it for all the dinim and compare it to the general category of Karban Hashem, then we need Kechatos V'Chashem to accomplish that goal. So ask yourself the question, well, how do you know that Hasham Mitzorah has the requirement of tzafon, that you want to bring it back into the klal of all Karbanos Hashem? And the answer is going to be because the Torah says v'shacharis akeves. So v'shacharis akeves v'bokma sheyishkal achatos requiring tzofon in shchitas asham etzora, that was set up deliberately to force, to push the agenda on Hashem Mitzor being part of all Karbonis Hashem, so that now when we have Kechatos Hashem to teach me that even though Hashem Mitzor was removed from the Klal, now we want to put it back into the Klal. Okay, put it back in the Klal, Lagabe, which did it? So you want to put it back in the Klal, Lagabe Matan Domim, Lagabe Mizbeach, that's one thing, but I also want to put it back into the Klal of Tzafon, meaning that Hashem Mitzor requires Shechita B'Tzafon. So for that I need the Pasuk V'Shacharis HaKeves, which will allow me now, when we're Machzir L'Klala, when we take Hashem Mitzor and put it back into the Klal, that Klal itself, insofar as it applies to Hashem Mitzorah, would mandate the requirement of Tzafon. So basically what the Gemara is saying now is that we don't have a pasuk that's superfluous, that's unnecessary, in order to activate the principle of Shana Allah Kosev Liakev, that the Torah repeated something in Asham, namely the requirement of Tzafon Likuva. No, the requirement of Tzafon had to be formulated explicitly by the Torah in a carbon Asham. Why? Because then, and only then, can we apply the Yachzer HaKosuv L'Klolo, which means Yachzer HaKosuv L'Klolo, we can go now to the original Klal. But what was that original Klal? And the answer is that original Klal is written right here in this Pasuk V'Shachatas HaKeves, namely that you require Tzafon and Shchitas Hashem Mitzorah. So at this point we're really up the creek, so to speak. We're in deep trouble, because we wanted to suggest that the reason why Tzafon is Likuva, is absolutely indispensable in Karban Asham, is because of the extra pasuk of Ishachat Sakeves, and that activates the principle of Shana Lava Kosev Liakev. But we said that the ground rules are that extra pasuk is extra. But now it's not extra at all, because in order to achieve our goal of lahachziro leklalo, we need the klal itself. We need the v'shacharis hakeves. Once I'm bringing Hashem Mitzor back into the klal and requiring tzafon, but that's only l'chatchila, because again, if I only have the pasuk v'shachatas hakeves v'mokom asher yishchat es achatos, that's only a din l'chatchila, a mitzvah l'chatchila. But there's no spare pasuk, there's no superfluous pasuk that's going to teach me li'kuva, that tzafon is an absolutely indispensable requirement in Hashamos. Because again, what I need is to establish that there is a requirement, again, l'chatchila only, of tzafon and shchitas Hashem Mitzorah. And in order to accomplish that goal of bringing Hashem Mitzorah back into the klal, I've got to know the klal itself. And the klal is that this karbon, Hashem Mitzorah, requires tzafon. So the Gemara answers, Im Kain, if you're telling me that I need v'shacharis hakeves in order to accomplish the goal of being machzir Hashem Mitzorah to the din of tzafon, is nichto b'hai v'lo nichto b'hai? We still have an extra pasuk here. Why couldn't the Torah just tell me tzafon in Hashem Mitzorah, and I wouldn't have to know a din klali, a general aloch in Hashem, which is back on Vayikra Zayin, where it says b'makom asher yishkutu asahol yishkutu asat tzafon, that all Karbanos Asham require Tzafon and Shechita. I know that from Hashem Mitzorah. In other words, let's derive all Karbanos Asham from Hashem Mitzorah to require Tzafon, again as a mitzvah l'chatchila. And if that be the case, then basically what the Gemara is establishing here in this answer is that since I have these two psukim, I have a general requirement of tzafon in all Karbanos Asham, and that we derive from Vayikra Zayin, and now we have a specific requirement in the case of Hashem Mitzorah, then one of these two is certainly superfluous.
he writes here in the Hebrew translation that Masha Shona Kosvas Adin Sofon Gabi Asham Mitzora V'gam B'Pasuk Hakloli Shaloshim U'Kidei Lamed Shet Sofon Mi'akiv B'Chola Korbonos. He's saying that we must have a Shino Lava Kosov here. Why? Because to tell me Tzofon in both Hashem Mitzora, after we have a Pasuk which tells me a Din Kloli in all Hashemos, in all Kavanos Hashem that you require Tzofon, one of the two is unnecessary. And therefore, if it's superfluous, it can teach me Shino Lava Kosov Li'akev. Now, the mechanics of this principle that from Tzofon as a requirement mentioned by the Torah in Hashem Mitzora, I could derive all other Karbonos Hashem, and therefore there's no need for the Torah to teach me Tzofon in all Karbonos Hashem. That also is one of the principles of Rabbi Yishmael, that's predicated on the principle of Dov Hashem B'chlal V'yotza min HaKlal Lo Lamed Al Atzmo Yotza El Lamed Al HaKlal Kulo Yotza. So since the Torah specified Hashem Mitzora, then it's telling me that Yotzim and Aklal Olamin Al Aklal Kul Yotzim tell me that all Karbanos Asham require Tzofon. Now again, at the beginning of Asugi, we said Asham Minayin Debayim Tzofon, and we quoted the Pasuk in Vayikra Zayin of B'mok Masha Yishchatu Es Ha'ola Yishchatu Es Ha'asham, and that requirement would apply to every single Karban Asham. There's no reason why logically we should restrict it. And therefore, when the Torah mentions Tzofon in Hashem Mitzora, it becomes a Dovar Sheyotzim in a Klal, V'lo Lamin Al Atzma Yotza, Lamin Al Kuli Yotza. And therefore, from Hashem Mitzora, that the Torah specifically requires Tzofon, we're going to derive that in all Karbanos Asham we require Tzofon. So the Gemara says, if that be the case, then there's one pasuk here that's completely superfluous. You could take your choice at this point, I would have said. You could easily say that the pasuk in Hashem Mitzora is superfluous because we could derive Hashem Mitzora from all the other Karbanos. That's a little bit iffy because it was Yotzim and Aklal. How do you put it back into the klal? But alternatively, I think the way to go is to say that once the Torah told you Tzofon and Hashem Mitzora, there's no reason why we shouldn't say, look, we shouldn't apply the principle of Lelamid al Aklal Kuliyotz and tell me all Karbanos Asher required Tzofon. And if that be the case, the pasuk that we started with today of B'mokom Asher Yishkatu Asa'ola Yishkatu Asa'osham is superfluous. I could derive that pasuk, the same halacha that's formulated in that pasuk, from the pasuk here in Vayikra Yedalid of Hashem Mitzora. Here in the Hebrew translation, he says Al Kochach Mashashina Kosev Sadin Tzofon Gabi Hashem Mitzora. I mean, if I stopped at that point, you get the impression that the superfluous pasuk is Hashem Mitzora. That's a little bit odd. But then he goes on to say, "V'gam poska kloli shaloshem," that also is enough to accomplish that goal. And then he writes, "Hu kidei l'lamed shetzofa miyakev b'chol hashomos." I don't know if he means the posuk in Hashem Mitzora kloli or the posuk in Hashem Mitzora specifically. I don't know; it's not clear to me. The Gemara now says, "Hi nicha ha nicha yisviralon." Everything fits into place if we hold that a davar sheyo b'chlal v'yotze b'lidon b'davar chodesh. Iu hu delo gomar michlolo. In other words, once it was taken out of the klal of yotze l'din chodesh, then that specific case that the Torah was motzim in a klal is not capable of being lomate michlolo, of teaching others. However, and here we're on Daf Mem Testament Beis, Aval Klolo Gomar Mine Shapir. In other words, other things that are included in that same klal, they can teach because they were taken at,
because Lamed Men Adovish Yotzim Naklal. In other words, what we're saying is that once Hashem Etzor was taken out of the Klal, then if it's put back into the Klal, then now Hashem Etzor could teach me something about the Klal itself. So since the Torah was Motzi Hashem Etzor in a Klal, and specifically honed in on Hashem Etzor to teach me the din of Tzofon, then we can now extrapolate from that that all Karbanos Asham required Tzofon. Then Shapir, then it makes sense that we could use Hashem Metzor to teach us the din that Tzofon is Li Kuva. It's Shino Lava Kosuv Li Akev. If I understand the logic correctly, and this is what I was more comfortable with before, that if we can view the requirement of Tzofon in Hashem Metzor as not a prat, but rather as indicative of the klal, and derive the entire klal of tzofon in all korbanos asham from the specific case of Hashem Metzora, that's great. Because then we have the question, why did the Torah have to bother telling me in Vayikra Zion with regard to korban asham, v'bokam asher yishkutu asa'ol yishkutu asa'asham, requiring tzofon? That requirement of tzofon could be derived from the pasuk here in Vayikra Yudalid, in the context of Hashem Metzora, v'shachadas hakeves b'mokom asher yishchadas hachatos asa'ola, Hashem Metzora now becomes the binyan av to teach me something about the entire klal, and therefore we don't need the klal. We don't need the Torah to specify tzofon in the klal, and that becomes a superfluous pasuk which can be used as shino lava kosev laakev to teach us that the requirement of tzofon is likuva, is absolutely critical. Ella, but says the Gemara, I'm baffled because Isviralon de lo hu gomer mechlolovelo klolo gomer mine. If we're going to take another view on how this midah of Rabbi Yishmael operates, that a dovish yotzim in a klal lidom bedover chadash could never teach us anything about the klal, even when we put it back into the klal, but it doesn't teach the klal. So if the klal is not eno lomed es dino mimenu, if the klal can't derive its din from the prat, then haile gufe yitzrich, then the statement in the Torah, the pasuk in the Torah that requires tzofon in asham as a din klali back in Vayikra Zion is definitely needed legufo, because we cannot derive that from Hashem Metzora, because once Hashem Metzora was removed lidom bedavar chadash, then even if I put it back in, so it's going to gain some of the dinim of the klal, but it can't teach us anything about the klal and establish new dinim for the klal. And then again, we're stuck with the problem. We don't have some place, some source to derive that tzofon in Ashamos is ma'akev, is likuva. So the Gemara answers, kevan d'ahadre ahadre, that once the Torah puts the Yotzim in a klal lami divachosh back into the klal, then it could teach something about the klal. So once the Torah took Hashem Metzora and removed it from the klal as a dovashi yotza, because again Hashem Metzora is very unique and it requires a special type of matan domim on the bowen, etc., etc. If we can only get it back, Hashem Metzora, back into the klal, then it's gonna be an equal member of the klal, and it could be teach and reflect dinim onto the klal. So when the Torah says ki chatas Hashem u lakohen, which is the end of the pasuk in Hashem Metzora, and that extra pasuk is coming to replace, if you will, Hashem Metzor back into the general klal of all Karbanos Asham, and Arei Machziru Aflu Din Tzofon, which again, if we're assuming that by adding these two words, Kachatas Ka'asham, the Torah is putting Asham back into the klal, is then clearly the requirement of Tzofon will apply in Hashem Metzora, just as it applies in any asham. And why do we need two psukim again, one for the klal and one for the prat? So what it means is that when the Torah is chozer and it says, you know what, I'm going to repeat this requirement in the case of Hashem Mitzorah, for example, Shachat Sakeves B'mokom Ashayiv Shchat Esachatos, which means Tzofon, it's coming to teach us that Tzofon is Ma'akiv in Hashem. So what we were basically saying is we need Tzofon once, and if we have Tzofon twice, and we could have learned one from the other, the Klal from the Prat onto the Klal, then that extra requirement of Tzofon is formulated by the Torah is teaching me Liakiv. The Gemara is still not happy about this. Amale Marzutra Beit Rav Mari Le Ravina. So Rav Marzutra raises the following objection in front of Ravina. Ema, shouldn't we say Ki Ahadre Kra, when the Torah puts Asham, I mean in this case Hashem Mitzorah, back into the Klal, is L'gabi Matan Domin Ve Murim. In other words, the Torah is bringing Hashem Mitzorah back into the Klal of all Karbanos Asham with regard to the requirements of Matan Damim and Imurim L'Mizbeach to buy Kahuna, because the Torah is outspoken about the fact that you need Kahuna. That's the mechanism here of Shina Lakos, Shana Lakos. It means that why did the Torah have to repeat itself? The extra superfluous teaching of a Pasuk that makes it into Likuva. But now Marzuch is asking, maybe Ki Hadra Kro, when the Torah brings Hashem Mitzorah back into the fold, meaning into the membership group of Karbanos Hashem in general, maybe that's L'gabi Matan Damim Ve'emurim, maybe that's only to teach us that it's not enough to take the dam and do a hazah on the Gufo Shal Mitzorah, but you also need Matan Damim on the Mizbeach itself. And This requirement is a requirement of Matan Damim like any other Matan Damim, Dibai Kahuna, which requires Kahuna. So the Matan Damim and Imurim, in the case of Hashem Mitzorah, require Kohen. Is therefore, let's be medayik from the Pasuk, when it says Kachatos Hashem, Hu La Kohen, and it's putting back Hashem Mitzorah into the Klal, maybe it's only as far as Lula Kohen is concerned, meaning to require Kahuna. That just like Matan Damim in general requires Kahuna, so too in the case of Korban Hashem, we must have a Kohen. Aval Shchita the Lo Boy Kahuna, Lomi Boy Tzafon. Maybe perhaps if there's no requirement of Kahuna with regard to Shchita, because Shchita is Kher Bizar, therefore, as far as Shechita is concerned, the Torah never placed Hashem Mitzorah back into the Klal. The Torah was only Mechadish Kachatas Ka'asham Hu La Kohen, meaning vis-a-vis the Avodas Kahuna, which means the Avodas Matan Damim of a Kohen. And basically, we're giving the status of Hashem Mitzorah the same status as any Korban Hashem as far as Matan Damim is concerned, meaning as far as the role of the Kohen, because here it says, Ki Chataska Hashem Hula Kohen. But when we get to Shechita, that's a whole different story, because Shechita doesn't require Kahuna. Shechita is Ksheira Bizar. And therefore, Lo Mi Boy Tzafon. It doesn't require Tzafon B'Shechitaso. Why? Because it was never brought back into the Klal. In other words, the key word here is La Kohen, because since in the Machziro La Klal, that dimension, that mechanism, the Pasuk says, Ki Chatos HaShavu La Kohen, this is a reference to the Avodas HaKohen, which exclusively requires Kohen, and that's Matan Damim. That has no impact on Shechita. We don't know about Machziro La Klal with regard to Shechita, because there, you know, Shechita Ksheira Bizar doesn't require Kohen. So maybe the whole process of Machziro L'Klal is only a partial process with regard to Damim, which requires Kohen. But this Pasuk Kachatos Ka'ashim could not teach me anything about Shechita B'Tzofa, meaning it's not Machzir the
the shechita of Hashem Etzor back into the klal of all korbanos Hashem to require tzofon, because we're not addressing the kohen in this pasuk chatos kohashem with regard to shechita, because shechita is kshere b'zar. So you're talking to a zar and telling him he needs to shech the korban in the tzofon. Why? After all, it's a dover yotzim and a klal in the case of chatos of Hashem Etzor. Now you're putting it back in the klal for a kohen, meaning for avodas kohen, for matan damim. It's not going to put him back into the klal as far as the laws of shechita, the requirement of tzofon and shechita, where it's not relevant to kohen, to bar kohen. So Ravina responds to Mar Zutra, and he says, "Im kain, if you're right that the Torah was only machzir the Hashem Mitzor into the klal only relative to matan damim, then the Torah should have said ki kachatos hu la kohen." I mean, the Torah is talking about an Hashem here. And if the Torah wants to tell us that this Hashem is kechatos, as far as Kohen is concerned, meaning, sorry, Matan Damim, leave out the word Hashem. My kechatos ha-Hashem hu. The word Hashem is completely superfluous because this pasuk is talking about an Hashem. You don't have to repeat the word Hashem. It must be that the Torah is coming to teach us keshar Hashemus here, meaning that we're not going to be mahadre lekra b'miktas, but ahadre lekra legamre. To teach you that even with regard to shechita, which is kshera b'zar, we're still going to require, like we do in any karbanot, we're going to require tzafon. And if that be the case, the extra word ha'asham here is now teaching me that Hashem Mitzor is back into the klal. Once it's back into the klal, then I don't need the general pasuk that requires tzofon, because if it's back in the klal as far as shechita requiring tzofon, then I could derive all the other korbanos of Hashem from the case of Hashem Mitzora. Which means that we have an extra pasuk here that's superfluous, and that's going to teach me is Shino Lavakos of Liakiv. Again, I'm not exactly sure why the Masifta says here. I'm going to just read to you his line. He says, "Lefichach hakos of the pasuk of Eshachar Sakeves miyuta ledrasha." He says that's the superfluous pasuk, and it's coming to teach you that tzofon is likuva. I'm not sure if you have to go that direction and say that we could have derived Hashem Mitzora from all the other Karbonos Asham, where the Torah in general sense says you require makom, the same makom as Ola and as Chatos, meaning Tzafon. It could have gone the other way, that once the Torah told me in Hashem Mitzora, I could therefore extrapolate it to the entire klal, as we said over and over again, and therefore every Asham requires Tzafon. There's no reason for the Torah then to specify that every Asham requires Tzafon in the klali sense. But again, you could go either way. Clearly, you don't need both the klal and the Asham Mitzorah. You know, it's if you have a klal in Asham that it needs shechita b'tzafon, then we have every right to assume the same thing applies to an Asham Mitzorah. Why did the Torah go out of its way in Asham Mitzorah to say v'shachat asak keves? It must be that it's miyuta l'drosh, it's extra to teach you that tzafon is a requirement which was li'kuva. Now at this point, since the pasuk from which we derive that tzofon is ma'akev in Asham is this pasuk that we said v'shachad es ha-keves b'mokom shayishkad es ha-chata sa'ola, the Gemara wants to understand why did the Torah have to specify both chatos and ola? That seems to be unnecessary. Lama lakushe lachatos, lama lakushe li'ola. Why wouldn't it be enough to just give me a hekesh to one of the two? And we've already established that Ola is the paradigm case. So the Gemara could ask, why do we need the Hekesh to Chatos? We already have the Hekesh to Ola in this Pasuk. But you can ask it the other way around, because we've already derived Chatos requiring Tzofon. So why did the Torah have to add Ola here in this context? Omar Avina, Itzrich, I need a Hekesh for both of them. E akshe, if I only had a hekesh lechatos, v'lo akshe li ola. Hava mina, I would say chatos mehechon lemeida, me ola. Now we have a problem, and this we discussed back on Daf Mem Zayin Mem Ches, whoever it was, that Dovar Lomid Behekesh, I'm not sure if it's Chozer Malamid Behekesh. It makes more sense for the Torah to specify Ola here and then have a Hekesh between Asham and Ola rather than do it the other way around, establish a Hekesh to Chatos, where Chatos itself, its requirement of Tzofon is itself derived from a Hekesh. And I don't know if something that's derived from a Hekesh, in this case Chatos is derived from a Hekesh, and Ola can now go ahead and teach something through another Hekesh to Asham. That's already too much of a check of a domino theory. And therefore, the Torah would not have been satisfied to say Lachatos, Hava Mino Chatos, Mechel Meidu Meola, and then we have a problem whether or not it could teach me, its Chatos can teach me Asham. So now at this point, Amalei Mar Zutra Lebei Breder of Mori Leravina, the obvious question, Menakshe Li Ola. Okay, so you couldn't necessarily be happy with the Hekesh to Chatos, you need the Hekesh to Ola. But then Velo Nakshe Li Chatos, you've justified the Hekesh to Ola, but why does the Torah have the word Chatos here in this context? And Ravina answers that if the Torah would have only had a Hekesh to Ola, Hava Mina, I would have thought, Dovar Lomeid Behekesh, Chozer Molameid Behekesh. Vechitema Nikshuye Akshuye Lachatos. Let's go into the mindset of the Mandi Yom who says, Dovar Lomeid Behekesh, Chozer Molameid Behekesh. And now, you ask the question, so why does the Torah have to say Ola just suffice with the Hekesh to Chatos? And the answer is because of the technicality. Nichole lamakish leli ikar velo nakish leli tofel. The Torah was more comfortable to make a Hekesh between Asham and Ola, which is Ola is the paradigm, that's the Malamed par excellence. Is lahaki therefore actually lechatos vi actually Ola? There's a double Hekesh here. Lemeimar Dovar Lomi Behekesh is Eino Chozer Umalamed Behekesh. In other words, this double Hekesh is really coming to teach us this principle that Dovar Halomi Behekesh Eino Chozer Umalamed Behekesh. So again, if I would have said the opposite, that Dovar Lomi Behekesh Chozer Malamed Behekesh, I could justify why there was a Hekesh to Ola by saying that for technical reasons, Nichole Demakesh Lelikov Lo Lemakesh Lelitofel. But I'm left with the assumption here, if I only had the Hekesh to Ola, that a Dovar Lomi Behekesh is Chozer Malamed Behekesh. But by writing both Ola and Chatos, the Torah is adding this Hekesh to Chatos, but telling you that you should know that the Hekesh to Chatos in itself would not be sufficient because you can't derive Asham from Chatos insofar as Chatos itself was derived from the Hekesh to Ola. So at the end of the day, what we have here is that Dovar Lomi Behekesh Eino Chozer Malamed Behekesh. That's the bottom line. The Gemara now quotes another opinion, which is that of Rava. He actually holds Dovar Lomi Behekesh Eino Chozer Malamed Behekesh, which was, you know, our agenda, our final maskana. And therefore, he wants to find a source for the Klal in Kodshim that Dovar Lomi Behekesh Eino Chozer Malamed Behekesh, and he wants to derive it mihacha from a pasuk in Vayikra Dalid with regard to Par Kohen Moshiach, Tchsiv, V'yaskol Chelev, Par Chachatos, Yorim Mimenu. And then it says, Kasher Yuram, Mishor Zevach Hashlomim, V'ktirom HaKohen. And the Gemara asks, L'may Hilchasa, why did the Torah need this Hekesh between Par Kohen Moshiach and Shlomim? And add these words, Kasher Yuram, Shor, Mishor, Zevach HaShlomim. And the Gemara goes on to investigate some possibilities. The first possibility is Ilio Seres HaKovid Ushtei HaKloyos, if it's coming to teach us the requirement in the case of Par Kohen Mashiach
of Haktorah Saimurim, meaning Yoseres HaKovid and Shtei HaKloyos, just like in Shlomim, is Begufei Ksiv. That's written already explicitly in Parak Oyin Mashiach itself. In Parak Dalet it says, V'yashtei HaKloyos v'yashachelev asher aleyen asher aksolim v'yashayoseres al HaKovid. So we don't need to derive these haktoros from Hekesh to Shlomim, they're explicit. So again, why does it say in Parakoin Mashiach Kasha Yura Mishar Zevach HaShlomim? And he says, Mishum Deboi Agmure Yoseres HaKovid Shtei Klos Mipar Helim Dover Shel Tzibur L'Seirei Avodas Kochovim. The Pasuk wants to teach us the din of Yoseres HaKovid Shtei Kloyos for Seirei Avodas Kochovim and derive them from Par Helim Dover Shel Tzibur. Because parhelim dovah shel tzibur is a chatos ha-tzibur. In a case where there was a horah Sanhedrin to be matir, dovah sheish bo kares, and the tzibur relied on them and violated that isur kares, all this is explained in Vayikra Dalid. Seiri avodas kol chavim means that the tzibur worshipped avodas kol chavim based on an incorrect horah Sanhedrin, and they bring a par liola and a sor lechatos. That's all in Bamidbar Tesvav. And now in Seiri Avodas Kochavim in Bamidbar Tesvav, it says Vehem Heviras Korbanam Ishel Hashem V'Chatasam Lifnei Hashem Al Shigasam, and the word Chatasam is going to connect the Seiri Avodas Zara with the pasuk that talks about Chatasam, which is the Korban Chatas. The word Shigasam is going to reflect on Parahelim Dovishal Tzibur, but there's only one problem. That in the Haktoras Parahelim Dover Shel Tzibur Vayikra Dalid, it doesn't say explicitly all these dinim of Yoseres HaKovid Shtei HaKloyos Haktoras Imurim etc. All it says is Kasha Osel LePar HaChatos, which means that we need a hekesh between Parahelim Dover Shel Tzibur and Par Moshiach, and now that is going to establish Parahelim Dover Shel Tzibur with regard to Haktoras Imurim. Now we're going to jump ahead with a hekesh to avodas to seiri avodas zora, and therefore we're going to have a case of a dover lovi behekesh chozer malamid behekesh. In other words, the Gemara says begufei lok siv in the parasha of parahelim dover shel tzibur, we don't find this requirement explicitly mentioned, and then once we derive it from Chatos, the Chatos of a Kohen Mashiach, now it's going to go be Choser and teach Seiri Avodas Kochavim. So you have the following chain here. You have Kohen Mashiach. That's going to teach you Parhelim Dover Shel Tzibur, which is in turn going to teach you Seiri Avodas Kochavim. Is Lahochi Itzrich Kasher Yuram. Therefore, we need the hekesh between Par Kohen Mashiach, where the pasuk says Kasha Yura Mishor Zevach HaShlomim, which is not needed for itself, but it's going to teach us about Par Helim Dover Shel Tzibur. The Nehevi Commander Kosa Begufe, as if we had the requirement of Yoseres HaKovid in Par Helim Dover Shel Tzibur itself, now it could teach us Seirei Avodas Kochavim through the hekesh. But if it wasn't without this pasuk of Kasha Yuram, which is in the heavy command of Kosa Begufe, it's as if it said explicitly in the Parahelim Dov Shel Tzibur, this requirement of Haktoris Yoseres HaKovid and Kloyos, then we'd have a problem of Dovar Alomi Behekesh Chozum Alomi Behekesh. So in order to avoid the problem, Volona Heavy Dovar Alomi Behekesh Chozum Alomi Behekesh, therefore the Torah wrote Rakasha Yuram, so that Parahelim Dov Shel Tzibur would not be a Dovar Alomi Behekesh, but rather would be explicit, and therefore could go and be malamed Seiri Avodas Kochavim. So again, we start with this pasuk in the parasha of Kohen Mashiach of Kasha Yuram, and we take that extra pasuk, we put it in the parasha of Parhelim Dover Shel Tzibur, and now we can use Parhelim Dover Shel Tzibur to in turn teach us Seiri Avodas Kochavim, and all this is because is to teach us the din of Yoseres HaKovid and Shtei HaKloyos. So we see clearly that Rava, who presents this whole thesis, is of the opinion that in Kodshim Dover Lo Mehekesh Eino Chozer Malamid Behekesh. Amalei Rav Papa LeRava, Rav Papa says to Rava Hoil, since the sof tarcha posav because of a kasha yurim bepara koin Mashiach, in order to teach us the did of Aktoris Yosef and Klois bepara helim davar, is then it's difficult lichte begufe velo nakish. Why did Torah have to use these words and present them in the context of koin Mashiach? Why not go straight to the gergel? You know, straight to the parah helim davar shel tzibur. Write this pasuk in parah helim davar shel tzibur. And we wouldn't need a hekesh to parkoy Mashiach. So Rava tells Rav Papa in response, because of the Torah said begufe velo akish. If the Torah had written out the requirement of Yoseres HaKoveh, the Haktoris Yoseres HaKoveh Shtei Kloyos, in the parish of Parhelim Del Shav without the Hekesh to Parakoin Moshiach, Havamin, I would have thought, Dovah Lomid Behekesh, Choseru Malamid Behekesh, we would have come to the mistaken conclusion that which is derived from a Hekesh would be able to be Malamid Choser Malamid Behekesh, as if to say the Torah had to go out of its way to place this in the parasha of Parhelim Dovah Shel Tzibur, because by eliminating minotes, we wouldn't have had a possibility of knowing that Dovah Lomid Behekesh Eino Choser Malamid Behekesh. In other words, that's why the Torah had to write it out in Parakoy Mashiach, so that we could jump over to Parhelim Dovah Shel Tzibur. Avachitema Nikshe Akshuye. If that be the case, wouldn't it make sense to prefer to your first choice would have been to be Makish to Parakoy Mashiach, and then to derive the din of Yoseres for Klois Hekesh in a Hekesh, is therefore Nichale de Kasve Begufe mida akish leikshuye. In other words, you could always answer that it's better to teach in Begufe than to set it up as a Hekesh. Is Lahachi Kasve Akshe Lememer Adovar Alomim Behekesh Eino Choser Umalamid Behekesh. Therefore, he writes the requirement here of Shtei Kloyos and Yoseres HaKovid in the parish in the context of Parakoy Mashiach, Kasha Yuram, and then we have a separate Hekesh between Parahelim Dovah Shel Tzibur and Parakoy Mashiach, and this will teach us that Dovah Lo Behekesh Ein Chozer Malamid Behekesh. So once the Torah writes it out explicitly, it's telling me that now and only now can I derive Seirei Avodah Zorah from Parhelim Dovah Shel Tzibur, because it's as if the Torah had spelled it out in Parhelim Dovah Shel Tzibur. So we're going to stop here in Mirtz Hashem on Daf Mem Tes Amid Beis. We're about two-thirds down the page, even a little bit more. And we're up to this Simonim Ledover, which you'll see parallel to Kodshei Kodshim, and Mirtz Hashem will be able to learn that sugya after Shabbos.